Blog Talk Radio.
Awakened Living is a 21st century movement for people who consider themselves spiritual but not religious, who have a deep hunger for connected community and a divine impulse for personal and global transformation. Our mission is to encourage and inspire the awakening of human consciousness. Good morning. Welcome to Awakened Living Radio. My name is TJ Woodward. I'm the host of your show. Thank you so much for joining me this as we explore the topic of wholeness. What is wholeness and how do we connect with and become one with our wholeness or our essential nature? I want to begin, though, before we get into this conversation, by taking a moment to honor those who lost their lives in Paris last week, and also anyone who has been a victim of any violent act. So I ask that we just simply take a moment in silence to honor those people. So much has been said about how we work with and deal with the violence that's happening in our world. And I want to begin with a quote by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which I think speaks to how we can respond in the world at this time. And the quote is simply this: darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. What I want to invite in this conversation is for each of us to take a moment and look within and recognize what our reaction or our response is to these events in the world or any time that we are faced with acts of violence in the world. Because we do have a choice in how we respond. And I want to be very careful how I talk about this, because I think it's also really important that we allow ourselves to feel the full range of our emotions around this event. Some of us feel angry, some feel sad, some feel numb. What I want to invite is that it's all welcome and it's all okay. Whatever you're feeling at this moment in reaction or response to this is perfectly okay. And I also want to recognize that each of us has not only a choice in how we respond, but also really a duty in how we respond, because it is true that hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. So as we work through our own individual emotions around this, the invitation is for each of us to find a way to respond as love to the events that have happened. And quite simply, what I want to say about that is because the other way doesn't work. We have lived in a world or a paradigm where violence has been the answer to violence for centuries, and we know that it does not work. What's happening on the planet right now is a profound shift. And so many of us are now dedicating our lives to being peace in the world and being love in the world. And this is what is wanted and needed right now in consciousness on this planet. And so what we know now is that if enough of us, or when enough of us, make this inner shift and do the inner work necessary for us to respond as love, it will and does have a profound effect on the world. So what I want to invite each of us to do is simply look within and ask if there's anything within us that needs to be addressed so that we can respond as love. It is true that the greatest we can offer humanity is our own transformation, because what we know about consciousness is that each of us had an important contribution to the consciousness of the planet and the consciousness of the universe. And as each of us make our own inner shift to a greater awareness of who and what we are, that automatically affects all of humanity. Reacting out of more hatred or judgment or fear, we can literally go within and make the inner shift necessary so that we can be love in this world. And as each of us does this inner clearing, this inner opening to a greater truth of who and what we are, it absolutely does and will change consciousness on this planet. Any great change that's ever happened has happened in consciousness. And that is what actually affects the outcome or what we see in the outer realm in the world. That is my invitation for each of us in this moment. I believe it's Nietzsche that said, within every judgment holds the idea of revenge. And I know that is definitely a paraphrase, but within every judgment lives or holds the idea of revenge. This is a really important concept. And more than a concept, it's really an important way of being, because I must recognize if I want change to happen on this planet, that what I need to do is release my judgment, release my fear, and return to a state and a way of being that is love. And so what we're talking about today, what I'm talking about today, is wholeness. And my book, Conscious Being, the third chapter is titled Embracing Our Wholeness. I really delve into the idea, the concept, and the way of being that where we can return to our essential nature. So what is wholeness? What is it? What is meant when we say wholeness? And what I have been with in the last several months is a real profound recognition of what it was like when I was really young and I had that state of curiosity, absolute presence, that awe of life. And I recognize that that is who and what we are at our essential nature, that we are indeed divine, and connected with this presence, connected with and one with this presence, this curiosity and this awe and wonder of the world. This is how each of us came into this world before we were taught otherwise. So a huge part for me of recognizing how we return to our wholeness is to recognize that there is more to unlearn than there is to learn. And for me, this is a very, very important concept and a very important practice, because in my life, I thought I had to learn, I thought I had to strive for, I thought I had to reach a particular destination. And at one point, I recognized that my essential nature is wholeness. It is perfection. And I know for some people the word perfection doesn't work. I'm not talking about perfection through the lens of the ego. I'm talking about ultimate perfection, that truth of who and what each of us are, without the distortions, without the addictions, without our mind dominating us. And we can absolutely have an experience of that as we're willing to unlearn all those things that we were taught that prevent us or seemingly prevent us from experiencing our wholeness right now. This is a huge concept. This is a huge practice to recognize that there's no getting there, that we are right here, right now, and that each of us has an opportunity to let go of, to dismantle, and to release any story that we have that prevents us from experiencing our wholeness. In this conversation, I think it's important also for us to talk about addiction and addictions of all types. You know, when we talk about addiction, many people and most people might think we're talking about an addiction to drugs or alcohol. What I'm referring to when I talk about the root of addiction is an addiction to getting somewhere else, an addiction to believing my thoughts and my stories about myself and the world, an addiction to not being present in this moment. And at the very root of addiction, idea or a belief in a broken self, a fragmented self. So our wholeness or returning to wholeness is actually letting go of or dismantling any addiction that really it's an idea that something outside of me can bring me a state of wholeness and connection. And what we know about addiction is it does, on some level, work initially. But what happens is we begin to chase more and more and more of that. And paradoxically, it actually has the reverse effect. So what once brought us peace begins to bring us more disharmony in our life. So as we release the need to get somewhere else and allow ourselves to rest in this moment, we actually can release an addiction to being somewhere else and recognize that we can be right here, right now, and return to this state of wholeness and perfection. This often involves working with our shadow self, and our shadow self is simply those things that are repressed in our subconscious or our unconscious that we have either been unable or unwilling to look at. And then we begin to project that out into the world. In other words, what I see and judge in another is most likely something that's unresolved within me. And I think the events that have happened in Paris and happened throughout our world are an opportunity for us to recognize that, because how I react and respond to that says much more about me than it does about the event itself. And I know this is a concept that may be challenging for some, especially when we are met with such horrific and violent events. It's really easy to focus on the wrongs of others, but we also recognize, or we have an opportunity to recognize, that we can choose love. This does involve integrating our shadow. It does involve being in a space or in a community or with a trusted person where we can allow ourselves to explore what we might call some of those darker aspects. They can be let go of and released, and we can return to a state of perfection, a state of curiosity and awe that is our birthright. For many of us, this will involve forgiveness of self and others. And in the work I do individually with clients, what I have found is forgiveness of self seems to be much harder for many of us than forgiveness of others. So my invitation for each of us as we play with and be with this idea of forgiveness is to recognize that our mind is always sorting and separating and looking for right and wrong and good and bad. And when we rest in a much higher vibration of the ultimate truth, there isn't actually anything to forgive. And I know that that statement can be somewhat controversial, and people don't always know exactly what I mean when I say that. But at the mystical level of consciousness, where we recognize we're all one, we can live beyond the idea of wrongdoing and rest in knowing our oneness with all people. And from that place, we can let go of the idea of right and wrong. How many times have we gone through a difficult experience only later in life to recognize that it was one of the most profound opportunities for a shift in our life? So what I'm inviting is, rather than viewing something as right or wrong, we can actually open up to the possibility that all of it's useful. That includes those things that we have done to harm others. That includes those harms or perceived harms that have happened to us. When we move beyond judgment, beyond us and them, and beyond right and wrong, we actually can recognize that everything that has happened to us for the expansion of our own consciousness. And finally, what I want to say is that awakening happens now. As I said before in this conversation of addiction, addiction is simply being addicted to or relying on the idea or the belief that I will be somewhere else and therefore I will be whole and complete. And so when we say awakening happens now, what I mean by that is to recognize that there really, truly is only this moment. And when I really, really get that, not as a concept or an ideology, but a true experience that there's only right now. This is the most enlightened I will ever be. This is the most enlightened you will ever be. And what I mean by that is because there's only this moment. So what are each of us called to do right now, really knowing that this moment is all there is? My invitation to each of us is to recognize our inherent wholeness and perfection, to be in the world living as love and see what happens, because life is a great experiment. Thank you so much for joining me today. For more information, please visit me online at tjwoodward.com.